Hey guys, Josh here. I just wanted to share a couple of tips for making podcast editing easier on yourself, which is something I should have done, and looking back, I wish I had have done in the first 20 or 30 interviews that I did as an audio podcaster. The first thing I wish I did was just slow down. Let my mouth and my brain work in concert to get my point across, get questions out, and interact with the guest. Quite often what was happening was my mouth was leading my brain. It was a mix of nerves, inexperience, maybe lack of belief in what I had to say was valuable. So if I said a lot of stuff really quickly, some of it might be right or some of it might be getting close to the mark. So I was kind of just puking words. But that extreme pace and that mouth before brain kind of mentality was forcing, unbeknownst to me, I only found out listening back, a lot more verbal disfluencies into my speech than I ever realized was there. So just slow down, guys. I think minimum 80% of the time you're podcasting, you could just tell yourself to relax and just slow down a little bit. And particularly if you're Australian and you're listening to this, because for whatever reason, we tend to talk about 100% faster than the rest of the world. I'm not sure why that is. So that's tip number one, just slow down. Tip number two is maybe more a mindset around editing. And this comes from director and acting coach and author Howard Fine. If you've heard that you don't need to edit, editing's not important. Editing will be the death of your show. If you set out to edit, you'll never make it as a podcaster. Just do it live. If you're skilled and you're a great orator and you've had experience broadcasting, all of those things might make that true. But as Howard Fine said, all you need to do to understand the value of editing is go and find the audio or video, whatever medium you work in. Find your favorite speech, TED Talk, comedy routine. Now, I guess I'm maybe more paraphrasing Howard there. He didn't mention all those particular types of presentation, but go and find your favorite thing where someone's talking and start putting ums and ahs into it. For example, I'll read you a quote from the television show The Expanse. Incredible show, by the way. Quote, "Trust your gut before your head gets in the way," unquote. So that's one of my favorite expressions when it comes to making art, content, anything you're making from nothing. But I'll say it again, and we'll put a couple of ums in there. Trust your gut before your head gets in the way by The Expanse. Like, that's an extreme example, but every single person that's listening to your podcast, and I think Roman Mars from 99% Invisible has said this, if you leave 30 seconds of extra stuff in there and one person hears it, you've taken 30 seconds of their life unnecessarily. If 100 people listen to it, you've then taken 3,000 seconds of people's lives as a collective, and on and on and on. So once again, trust your gut before your head gets in the way. Trust your gut before your head gets in the way. And obviously, I'm trying to make a point today. It's pretty rare that people would have a verbal disfluency in a quote, because generally you would be reading that. But I can tell you, as someone that works in sales in my day job, the number of people that I ask for their phone number and they start with an Just imagine having more ums in there. Let's try Howard Fine's exercise one last time today. My phone number, 04 dot dot, dot 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 dot. How annoying would that be to hear in real life? Now imagine as your podcast grows, and I hope that it's growing for everyone out there, everything you leave in that could be taken out, stealing a little bit of that person and that group of people's time. And you don't have to think about it this way. This is only one perspective. We're all aiming to do less editing as we get better at podcasting. But I don't think just do it live is a useful orientation when you're just starting out. So guys, I'm just going to finish up today with a chunk of audio of the very first ever remote interview that I ever conducted. And that was with Jason Van Orden. Once again, I've said multiple times in this series, I was a nightmarishly bad podcaster, so surely you guys are starting from a higher level than I was, and I still got to where I am now, which is I'm not quite as bad. So it can be done. Enjoy this audio, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Cheers. Bye-bye. So, Chase, just give us a bit of a background on yourself, and then we'll dive into the guts of the episode today.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, thanks. So, yeah, a little bit of background on me. I went to school, to university, to become an electrical engineer.
We might just move on to talking a little bit more about Internet Business Mastery and you as a teacher. And just one thing I really did want to get out of the way, and that's if you had to surmise or sum up. You and Jeremy, sorry, putting your show together, to get that balance right, did that take a long time and a lot of experimentation to know? Because I know you've said before that you put way too much maybe how-to into the course to start with, and maybe didn't realize that people weren't mentally ready to take those steps after a certain point.
Yeah, so some of it's trial and error, figuring out when, you know, when somebody's ready for certain steps in their journey, and making sure that we're teaching those things at the right time, or that we have given them ample time to have the required mindset shift before we ask them to, you know, to take certain actions. And, you know, when it, as a teacher, as a podcaster, as a coach, that comes down both to from experience and then just really spending a lot of time interacting with and helping my ideal client or my ideal customer, you know, or for a somebody who's a musician, your ideal audience member, and just knowing what it is that motivates them, what it is that they want, what it is that they need, so that your art, your creativity, your teaching, whatever it is that you're creating for them is hitting, you know, all the right hot buttons, and that they're really resonating with that. You know, resonation, there's a great word for musicians. You know, we know that, you know, when you hit a certain note, it can cause certain things to resonate, like the snare drum rattling, you know, because you've played that low E open string on a guitar or whatever, and it's like set to resonate to that. And so you need to resonate with people in the right way and the right time. So